الله سبحانه وتعالى has stated, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." O my servants, human beings, call unto me. Call unto me and ask from me. Astajib lakum, and I shall respond to you. Allah Ta'ala says, I shall respond to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His servants, the human beings that Allah has created, with love and with kindness and with rahmah and mercy, Allah Ta'ala is inviting mankind, human beings, that ask from me. Call to me. Call unto me. In other words, let's think that after this, should any human being have a distress or worry, or should he have a difficulty facing him, or should there be some problem or distress? Why? Because who is telling us this? Allah, the Maliki Hakiki, the true creator, the Qadir, the owner, the controller, and there's nothing lacking in His treasure chest. Allah Ta'ala is not calling out in the way like people in the world say, for example, oh, my treasure chest is going to reduce, or it's not that Allah Ta'ala's store is going to lack anything or goods, that when we need the provisions, or when we go there or ask from Allah, there will be nothing there. No, this is Allah the Khaliq, the Master, saying that even if somebody who's in an extreme situation, I will remove his extreme situation, Allah Ta'ala says. If there's somebody who is severely ill, in whichever way, and he turns to me, Allah Ta'ala says, I will remove his or her sin, or illnesses. If Allah Ta'ala says, if you're extremely in debt, you've fallen into debt, and you're really distressed, then Allah Ta'ala says, ask from me and I will remove your debts. If you don't have any children, why are you worried? Why are you sad? Allah Ta'ala says, come towards me. Come towards me, strive to me, and ask from me and I will give you children. In other words, if we see here, what we realize is that nothing that we want is far from us. Even if I need a needle, a pin, and I ask, Allah Ta'ala says, if you ask me for the pin, the needle, I will give it to you, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing. Whatever we ask from Allah, however much we ask, that is the amount Allah will give to us. Allah will give to us and more over that. So there's nothing to worry about now, is there? Alhamdulillah. There's nothing to be worried about or sad about or distressed about. All the problems and difficulties and sadness is all created by us, because in reality we don't ask from our Rabb. We don't ask from our Lord. And when we ask, but we don't have certainty when we're asking, yaqeen. Our yaqeen, our certainty is very weak. Our hands are raised towards Allah and we're asking from Allah. And in my heart I'm feeling, oh, maybe I won't get this. It's like this man who was once on the top of like a mountain range and he slipped. And when he slipped, then he's falling. He's about to fall from the height of the mountain, and by chance, the branch of the tree that was next to him stuck into the mountain. He grabbed that. When he looked down, oof, there was no finish to the depth beneath him. And if he fell, he would be totally finished and destroyed, and nobody would know about what happened to him. So he's holding on to the branch, and he's desperate to be saved. He's shouting out, save me, save me, save me, to the end that extent that he said, Allah, save me. Because this is the, mashallah, definition of a mu'min, that whatever problem he falls into, unconsciously or consciously, knowingly or knowingly, he shouts out, Allah, help me. So he said, Allah, help me. Allah, help me. Allah Ta'ala responded to him. Like Allah Ta'ala says, call to me and I'll respond to you. Allah Ta'ala said, did you call me? And he heard this. He said, who are you? He said, I'm your Rabb. Allah said, I'm your Rabb. You just called me. I'm your Lord. You called me. I've responded to you. And he didn't have yaqeen that Allah was going to respond. He knew that if I ask, Allah will give to me. But he didn't have the yaqeen that Allah will respond to him. And we look for the means and the ways in the dunya, that through this I'll get this, or through this, or from here I'll get the success. But we don't have yaqeen that I have raised up my hands and I'm asking from Allah, and He will respond to me. We don't have the feeling in our heart. So he said, Allah Ta'ala said, I'm your Rabb, and you asked me, you called me. He said, ah, yes, Allah. So please save me, Allah. I'm about to die. I'm about to fall down. Allah Ta'ala said, is it? You want me to save you? He said, yes, Allah, please save me, save me. Allah said, okay, will you listen to me? He said, Allah will obey you. Whatever you say, I will obey you. Allah, why won't I obey you? Allah, if you say to me, you are my Rabb, I have to listen to you and obey you. I will listen to you. Allah said, okay, fine. Then leave that branch. Let go of the branch that he had taken hold of. Allah said, let go of that branch. He said, Allah, if I leave the branch, I'll go straight down. I'll die. He was thinking. He looked to the left. He said, is there anyone here? Is there anyone to help? He cried out. He thought, let me call out to someone else. And this is our hal, our situation. Allah Ta'ala says that we raise our hands. Allah, give me this, give this after salah. We don't even know what we're asking. Mulana Sahab's asking, why am I asking myself? I don't even know what I've asked for. I see people that they're doing dua with us. Something, looking around, looking to the door or to this person or other people. And after fard, the dua, after fard salah, and you can experience this yourself. Look, he's looking around. Looking around, not paying attention. Oof, we don't know what dua we are asking, who we are asking from, why did I ask this dua? And just our hands are up. And such a big opportunity, Allah has given a great connection, direct dial. Allah says, there's nobody in between. Just dial directly to me. Just like the queen says, look, hey, take my number, whatever problems you have, just ring me and I'll sort it out. Tell me how much you feel encouraged, isn't it? Happy at that time, uplift you, tick, tick, tick. Hello, yes, the queen says, and you say, look, today I haven't got electricity home. She said, don't worry, what will she do? She'll phone the people, the energy companies, and they'll come, won't they? Immediately, but she's the queen. Straight away, she'll send the people to solve the problem. Then there's another issue that occurs after that. Hello, queen, yeah, what's the problem? Oh, this, I'm trying to do this, get this done, paperwork. Oh, can you help me? What department? Okay, just leave it to me. And then that work will happen, direct dial. So, Rabbi Kareem, Allah is saying, Ad'uni, Allah is saying, direct number. He's given a number, a phone number to every person. Doesn't matter how much simple we are. Allah Ta'ala listens to those who don't even listen, who don't obey, who don't even believe. Allah Ta'ala says that, didn't I listen to the dua of shaitan? And what was his hal? That Allah was in Jalal. But shaitan knew that Allah Ta'ala's speciality, Allah Ta'ala's speciality and uniqueness. And he was an arif, he had knowledge, shaitan. He knew that even now if I ask, Allah will give to me. He knew this. So this is a big point, a big learning, and this is the truth and reality, is that we don't ask from Allah. Allah, if we asked Allah, Allah would give us everything. And after giving, why are we so like sad? Oh, I asked Allah, Allah, I want a shop. Please give me the shop. I want to run this business. Allah, please give me this business. Please give me this business. And Allah says, I will give to you. Isn't it? And then after that, we don't get the shop. Some other person takes the shop. Then what happens? Shaitan comes to us. Oh, you asked for dua and it wasn't accepted and nothing happens. And the next time we do dua, then it'll be like I just mentioned, looking around, no conviction, no belief. Because we think, I asked for a shop from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this business I wanted to secure and I didn't get that business. Now listen to this point, very precious point coming up. From this, the dawah of shaitan starts, where he diverts and deviates a person away from Allah. Remember these little points. From this, a person is taken far from Allah, and then such a statement comes from the mouth of the believer that he loses his iman, because shaitan makes him feel so detached. He says, look, you asked Allah, Mulana was doing dua, and Mulana Sahib said, if you do dua, Allah will give to you. And I did dua the other day, I did a khatam of the ayah kareem of this verse of the Quran, Surah Yasin, we recited all together, and we did the thawab, ithali thawab, and I gave sadaqah, and I haven't seen that person in the masjid till today, praying salah. Tell me, what a big trick of shaitan. Oh, he got a shop. That person hasn't even prayed and he's got the business. And then I say, Allah, I pray and I've got children. If I needed it and if I had got the business, it would have been good for me and I didn't get it. He starts complaining, the person. And he starts looking at the other person who's not even obeying, practicing, and he got that business. Allah Ta'ala sift hakeem. Allah Ta'ala's quality. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have just one quality. Allah Ta'ala's al-hakim, the hakim. He's got this sift. Who can be the greater hakim and hakim than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'll give you an example. For example, who loves more, mama, the mother, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you bring millions of mothers and put their love together, can that compare with Allah Ta'ala's love? No, Allah Ta'ala's love is greater. Now let's take the mother. Mama, mama, Amaji, I need £100. Why, son? No, no, I just need £100. I need £100. What will your mother do? She will go, purse, take the £100 out. Oh, no, no, I need £100. I need 100, not less. I need it right now, right now. What for? What for? What do you want it for? No, no, just give it. If you don't give it, I'll do this, I'll do that. I want the money. Mother is mother. She has the love. What will she do? She'll go quietly and she'll take the £100 out. Don't tell your dad. Don't tell dad. Here, take the money. Take the money. And she'll give it to the son. The money. So what is this? And if we ask Allah for the shop business and Allah doesn't give, and the mother gives 100 pounds, and then we say, Astaghfirullah, how can Allah's love be greater than the mother? Here, listen to this point. Mother didn't think, I'll give 100 pounds, will he gamble it? Will he play poker with it? Will he do some impure action with 100 pounds? Will he go off track? Will he utilize incorrectly 100 pounds? But in the blind love of her motherhood, she gave the 100 pounds to the child, to her son. And it doesn't matter what he does to a daughter. And we are asking Allah for the shop, the business. Allah is Hakim. Allah says that if I give the shop, the business to this man, in the future, after quite some time, this shop will give him a lot of loss. A lot of loss. He will get trapped in problems and difficulties. And this man's asking from me. Allah has got hikmah, isn't it? Allah's got wisdom. Allah's hikmah and wisdom. So we, in reality, if we are not attaining something after asking, then in reality, Allah Ta'ala is saving us from His hikmah. Due to His hikmah, He's saving us from a loss, from an issue. So instead of feeling down and sad and out and saying, Allah, you didn't give to me. If we do dua to Allah and we don't get that thing, we go straight to prostration. Allah, your mercy, you saved me from this. You didn't give me this. Allah, you're so merciful. I'm so grateful to you, Allah. You didn't give me what to ask for. There's many examples. I remember an individual that... He used to request dua for marriage. He used to request dua. And the wedding, that where the discussion had taken place with the bride's family, after that he'd do dua, then that discussion would stop. To this extent, that 7, 8, you can say, ties, or the knot was about to be tied, and it didn't occur. It just didn't occur. So how a person then loses hope, and totally he lost hope. And he told me this story, himself. And then he said, Hazrat, that eventually I got married. And the story that is taking place, the girl, the different brides, the first girl, she got divorced, second got divorced, third one had a quarrel. All 7 of those girls, the potential brides, when they did get married to whoever they got married to, they had problems after. And he said, when I got married, alhamdulillah, I have 3 children, and with sukoon and peace I'm living. Subhanallah. So Allah is Hakim. Allah knows what we don't know. So Allah says, Ad'uni, ud'uni, astajib lakum. So we shouldn't tire. Allah says, call to me, I'll respond to you. Don't get tired. Keep asking, keep asking. If we don't get, even then we're still getting. Because this deception is being finished, that such a big disillusion is being finished. Allah says that I ask for something, me or you or we, and we don't get that thing. That's the great response from Allah. And our hopes, they rise. Allah says, that doesn't matter. I know better. And we, if we don't understand this point, the salah goes, the next day the prostration goes, and we get detached, astaghfirullah. Those people start saying things from their tongues or from their bodies, they do actions, they start complaining, criticizing Allah, astaghfirullah, or complain to Allah. But this is Allah knows best. Allah says, I give, even though you cannot see, even then I still give. Ask from me, I'll give to you everything. But if you just want what you want physically, no, not according. Allah says, I'm better than millions and billions of mothers over. And more than that, and if I don't just immediately give you what you're asking for, that means this is not good for you. Even if you don't attain what you want, do shukr Allah. If I don't get this, Allah, no problem. No problem. If I don't get this job, no problem. Allah, very good. First we have to ask. We have to ask Allah for that thing, for the item, whatever we need. After that, we need to try. And if we are unsuccessful in our trying, then don't imagine that, oh, it's due to my dua, I didn't get what I needed. Rather, it's the zat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala saved us from this thing. Allah saved us from this thing. Subhanallah. Allah is saving us from something bigger and worse. For example, there's a plane. These are stories every day, aren't they? Now, there's a plane that's about to fly, take off. And there's 2 passengers, they're driving to the airport to check in. Now, by chance, one took a taxi, a minicab, and on the way, the puncture occurred. And the other person who was driving to the airport, he got there on time. So the other person, there's a puncture, the taxi driver's late. The first passenger got there first, he checked in on time, sat on the plane. The second passenger got late, they said, sorry, check-in desk closed. You can't check in. He said, no, please, for the sake of Allah, I need to check in. I need to go. Let me go. I'm desperate. I've got work. I've got business. I've seen many events like this. I tell you from experience. He says, is it? Then he goes to try to get influence. Or let me get somebody more senior. He goes to the station master, the station manager, who's in charge of the whole airline at the check-in in the airport. He says, please let me go. He says, no, sorry, we've checked everyone in. We booked everyone in. The luggage has gone through and everyone's ready to sit on the plane and the plane's going to go. Sorry, we can't let you go. And he's sad. Oh, I'm going to go back home. I couldn't get on the plane. And he's drinking tea, trying to fret. And the plane takes off. And after half an hour, the plane takes off. And after 30, 40 minutes, everyone realizes the engine failed and the plane crashed and everybody passed away. And that insan, what will he do at that time? He will do Allah Ta'ala shukr or not, tell me. Will he be grateful to Allah or not, tell me. So this is the link connection between the servant and Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask from me. What's the reason behind this? If we don't ask, even then Allah will give, isn't it? Even if we don't ask, Allah Ta'ala says, I will give to you because I know all of your requirement. What is it that I don't know? But this point Allah Ta'ala has put down, this condition, is that we should have confidence in Allah. We have to ask from Allah. Even if we don't ask, Allah will give 100%. Yes, but Allah says, I want you to create a connection with me and I love you. Allah Ta'ala says, I know better for you what is better for you, and you don't know better than me. Allah says, I know more better than you what is good for you. So if I have such a relationship, Allah Ta'ala says, between me and my servant, when this relationship exists and is created and maintained, then that person becomes the wali of Allah, because he trusts everything and relies everything on Allah. It becomes the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. And then he starts to act upon Allah Ta'ala's hints, advices, direction, and Allah's will. People will be upset that I don't have this, this, and this, and he'll be happy in his problems. He'll understand that this is the hint Allah's given to me. Allah's given me this direction. What was the hint in this accident, in this disaster, in this problem? I was expelled from this job, sacked. What? Why was the reason for that? I couldn't get the seat on the plane. I was traveling, I couldn't get there on time, and I was crying. But if there was somebody else who was a wali wali, say, inshallah, Allah will show me the result soon. Allah save me, and I'll sit down with a cool sign, drink tea, and go home and go to sleep. And these are the events that take place in life. Why am I telling you this? Because we need to develop ourselves spiritually. We need to develop a link and a connection with Allah. This is the gathering of tazkiyah, purification. It's a spiritual environment. And so we need to share this and understand how to improve ourselves. We are so weak in our connection with Allah, that we are running around and within ourselves, within our own life, within our own bodies, and spiritually we are destroying ourselves because we don't have yaqeen in Allah. We say so much, oh Allah, I believe in Allah, I know Allah is mine and I'm close to Allah, but I don't have belief in Allah, I don't have certainty. Allah says, is there anyone here? Is there anyone else to help me? And if Allah Ta'ala gives to me what I need, then I believe in Allah. For example, I do dua, Allah give me a son, and the son comes, then I say, Allah, Allah, and then whatever Allah Ta'ala, we say Allah, Allah, we don't even turn back to Allah after that. This is the issue. This is our hal. Is this a link? Is this not selfishness? That a person, he asks from Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives. Even then, if Allah gives, we should be happy. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't give, we should be happy. This is called love. That Allah, we are pleased on your pleasure. Whatever you bestow, whatever you give, we are happy with that. Whatever is your pleasure, that's our pleasure. We don't see this pain with us. I've got problems, struggles, disputes, issues. I don't want anybody else's assistance. Allah is the greatest assistant. Raise your hands. Allah Ta'ala says, come to me. Raise your hands and put forward your request to me. This is the link we should have with Allah. For example, you know, you go to an office. For example, you want to claim something, you want to put in a claim for a plot or a house, you go to the headquarters, the head office, and then we'll go there, fill in the form, we'll submit our request, and we'll give it in that this is my application for a piece of land, I want to buy this, or I want this, etc. So after that, what do? Then we seek for influence. I need this plot, I need this piece of land, who can help me get it secured? So Allah Ta'ala says that we, for example, in the world, we write temporarily, we need this. Allah Ta'ala says, just give your presentation to me, request to me, then forgot it. You don't need anybody else to help you there. Your request is there, your desire is there, you've communicated that to Allah, that's it, end of story. Allah says, leave those to me, and all it is now is that my stamp has to be applied to the sheet, whether you get it or not. In both conditions, such a conclusion will come. It's not an office, Allah Ta'ala's office, that your register, or your form, your request will be buried under the pile of paperwork, or they've lost the paperwork, or they can't remember, oh, my file's gone very low down, if sahib comes, then he'll take your file out, stamp it. No, in front of Allah, there's no problem. The biggest angel cannot remove your request from Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, your request goes direct to me, and it stood in front of Allah. Allah, and Allah Ta'ala says that the dua comes and says, Allah, my Rabb, I'm stood here, the dua from your servant. Allah, listen to this. Allah, accept his dua. Allah's hikmah. And then according to Allah Ta'ala's glory, Allah Ta'ala says, straight away I decide upon that person's request. Whatever decision is made, what do we need to become? We need to be pleased on that. We send our request, whether we get it or not, or it's held on, Allah Ta'ala delays it. We have requested, we put forward our request, and we wait for Allah Ta'ala's decision. Whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, we're happy upon that. But if we say, oh, no, I didn't get for this reason, that reason, that this will be a big loss. So doing dua is a great action. And Allah Ta'ala says that the action that I like the most of my servant, the action that I like the most, what is it that I like the most? This action I like very much, that my servant is afraid or in need, he's shaking, he raises his hand, says, Allah, give me this, please, Allah, give me this bus. Allah Ta'ala says, in comparison to this, there's nothing else that I like the most. There's nothing else that has more power in front of my eyes than this, of the action of man. Allah Ta'ala says, you are submitting to me, and I love this because you haven't seen me, Allah says. You haven't seen me, you haven't experienced the vision of me, but you have so much yaqeed in your heart, and you've developed it, that I know, I believe, I've got conviction that if I ask from Allah, Allah will give to me. Allah says, I like this, that my servants come to me. He didn't go to anyone else, he didn't go to an idol, he didn't go to any place, other place of worship. He didn't look at the sun or the moon or the stars or a human being, that this person will give to me if I pray to this. He didn't bow in front of the king. He went straight to the King of the Kings. Yeah, he was so brave and courageous. He came straight to me. Allah says, I love this. And if we do this action, today the situation, the condition of the Alam Islam, the Ummah would change within seconds. Our problems would finish, the confidence would come into the Ummah, and our tawakkah and our trust in Allah would increase and develop. £5, we would learn how to live our life with £5. With £5. And we shouldn't worry that we shouldn't be depending, oh, if I had this much money, I'd do this. If I had this much money, I'd do this. That if we create and develop a link with Allah, then we won't think that money and assets and resources will give us success in life. Rather, we won't have yaqeen on the assets and resources and money. We'll have yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Hazrat Nur Allah Marqada rahmatullah alayh. People used to say, Hazrat, are you going on Hajj? And Hazrat would smile, Hajj? I don't even have food to eat in the evening, and you're asking me, am I going to go on Hajj? It looks like it takes a lot of money, 100,000 rupees, and you're asking me, am I going on Hajj? And there's 1 or 2 months left, and we're in Pakistan, we have to make the passport, and then the stamp, and the visa, and the paperwork. So Hazrat Sahib used to smile when people used to ask a few months before, and he wouldn't say anything. Verbally, the person who's asking would be quiet, and he's thinking that Hazrat Sahib goes every year. What does this mean that Hazrat Sahib's not even answering? He doesn't know. Shall I tell you an event of my Hazrat that I've just remembered? A story I'd like to share with you about the Walis of Allah, their link with Allah. And he was an insan who was qareeb, close to Hazrat. And once he went to Medina, this is a person who's linked to Hazrat, and he went to Medina and he said, I'm not going back now. It doesn't matter who takes me or grabs me, I want to stay here, I want to pass away here. He's the Wali of Allah, and he loves this. So he was zaif, weak, totally weak. And he said, no, I'm not going back now. So the other colleagues who had come with Hazrat Sahib, and they said, Hazrat Sahib's not going back. He said, no, I'm not going back. I want to stay here now. That's it. I don't want to leave Medina. That's it. So after Ishraq in the morning, and he went to the Rawdah of Rasulullah, as like we go, and the going of the Wali of Allah to the Rawdah is great, mashallah. So he went, just like we are, the tariqah of speaking, he spoke, and the answer came back from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The answer came. So he said that Hazrat is saying, my Sheikh, Hazrat is saying this, that I'm poor, and I don't have anything, no taka, no money. And I came with such difficulty this time. So, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't want to go back now, I want to stay here in Madinatul Munawwara. So please have mercy and allow me to stay here. Give me permission. I don't want to leave Medina. I can't leave Medina. Total ashik. He was a lover. And the answer came, Ali Murtaza, you go and do my work of the deen there. Go. Subhanallah. You go and do the work that I've given to you, the duty. And this is my promise that every year I will call you here. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is tawakkal. Trust. So Hazrat is presented, was present there, and he's coming back. His face is nice and glowing. So come on, let's go. This Hazrat, you just said now that we're not going back. And you, he said, Hazrat said, no, I'm not staying here. Inshallah, we'll come on Hajj next year. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is what we used to see. And I saw that as long as I had that link with Hazrat for many decades, and mashallah, no money, no resources. And I used to see the letter, the Hazrat, I want to go from here, that please allow me, give me hukum so I can get there. Then Hazrat, I've got those letters I read every day, Hazrat would say, Mia, what are you saying to me? That where have I got the money? Where have I got the resources, passport, I don't have the paperwork, the preparation. And you keeps asking me that you are you coming, Hazrat? Then I'll come from here. I don't know if I'm going to come. If I come, then you can meet me there. Subhanallah. If I come there, and I'll stay in that Darwish in Medina, next to Hazrat Abdul Ghafoor Madani, rahmatullahi. So you can come there and meet me there, that place. So both points have come in, hasn't it? The Hazrat, mashallah, conviction and yaqeen, and totally like this used to happen. Whose promise was this? Hazrat Sadiq Masduq, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to his Darwish. And he used to sit with so ease and peace and smile. Someone's bringing a passport, the visa, someone's making the ticket, and we're all thinking, and Hazrat would reach there first before everybody. Subhanallah. So brothers, this is the situation. The means are there. We have to try. But when the link is made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the biggest wasila and the means. This is a wasila as well. The biggest wasila is what? That it's not our asbab and the means that we use, but it's the means that Allah Ta'ala has given, which is dua. Make the prayer. This is the wasila, isn't it? That Allah, I've only got one wasila, the means, I have no money, I'm raising my hands, I'm doing dua, and you are my means, Allah, you are the one who will fulfill the desire I have. Allah, please accept my dua. And a person will never be worried after that. This is tawakkal Allah, and those who don't have trust in Allah, who don't rely on Allah, who don't accept this, they run here, left, it's like a headless chicken, left, right, forward, backward, and they're not satisfied unless they physically see that thing that they've come for. So if he needs 100 pounds, if he doesn't see the 100 pound in his hand, the cash, he says, no, I'm lost, I don't have this, I'm not successful. I needed to have 100 pounds. There's no 100 pounds here. The 100 pounds has not been made. How can I succeed? Allahu Akbar. It's not from pounds. It's from du'as. From prayers, my friends. Today we will see that, subhanallah, one tree beneath the tree, a darvish sat down and made a madrasa. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beneath which? The tree he was sat. And it was a tree. There was nothing else. Did he know, the sheikh, that from the whole, in the whole dunya, his nur will spread from that place. The work, the light of his work will spread. And tawakkal Allah, reliance in Allah, extreme reliance in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Extreme reliance in Allah. And that place, the work of the deen started from there. Alhamdulillah, the nur came, the light came. You know this better than me, the nur that came there. So this is the sign we have of those people, the awliyaullah, the friends of Allah, who had a strong link and a connection. They said that we have not even raised our hands and Allah has fulfilled our desires. And those things that were not to happen, they've occurred already. They weren't to happen, they've occurred. Allah Ta'ala saved us from something that we didn't even know about. So they sat under the tree, started the work of the deen. They didn't see, is this going to happen, that's going to happen, this is lacking. No screaming, shrieking, complaining, criticizing, crying to Allah, Allah, you are, this is your work, the work of the deen, and you will fulfill this. I'm just the person you've chosen to do this. So this is the reliance of dua. Prayer. What does the dua do? The prayer is the biggest thing that Allah Ta'ala likes, that you are trusting me, Allah Ta'ala, you are trusting me. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. We recite this a lot, don't we? But we should have tawakkal and reliance and trust in Allah. Oh, is there anyone else? Not that tawakkal. Is there anyone else? We leave Allah. We ask, is there anyone else? That we do dua to Allah, we pray to Allah. And after doing dua, we say, okay, let me go to this person and ask him for ta'weez and ask him to do dua for me. I've just done dua to Allah. You've just requested Allah, I've just called out to my Rabb, and then you go and bow somewhere else? You go and prostrate somewhere else? To the Amil? To the black magician? To the black magic person? Or to the jinn master? Which jinn can bear that you do dua and say, Allah, take this force out of me, some possession, and we don't believe Allah will do that? We go to the black magic person? Jinn master, Allah says that even if I don't take it out, then this is a test for you. If you want the health and ease and no problems, no illness, and you're eating 3 chapatis and a milk, glass of milk in the morning, and you take the honey pot and you eat half of it and you eat 3 eggs in the morning, and you like this and you want no problems from Allah, Allah Ta'ala says that you will have some test if I make you ill or distressed, and we don't like that. We say, Allah, no, I can't have this, I can't bear this, I can't persevere through this, Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, this is not good, is it? You need to have some tests in life and some tests and challenges. Whichever hal you're in, ask from Allah. And if, despite we're asking and Allah Ta'ala doesn't give to us, then this is good for us. This is the benefit for us, that we should like it so much that if we ask for something and Allah Ta'ala doesn't give to us, we love that. As Ayyub alayhi salam, what was his style? That the insect would go off his body, fall off, and he would pick it up with his fingers and put it back on his body. That where will it eat? It is devouring my skin at the moment. And Allah, this is the hal you've given to me, the condition, and you are pleased with this, and I enjoy this. That, for example, if there's somebody who's beloved to you, sat next to you, and if, for example, somebody who has love for somebody, another, for example, person, and somebody pinches you, and someone like me will slap, why are you pinching me? Why are you pushing me? And these things happen. But the beloved, if she's pinching him, or she's hitting with the nails, and he says, I like this, and you know, the person who's beloved to me sat with me, because there's a connection of love at that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the wali of Allah, when he's a connection with Allah, then they like the pinches and the pain and the problems and the difficulties. And when they have pain, they like it. Allah, I'm so grateful to you, Allah, you've given me pain and illness or fever, etc., and my body's feeling pain, Allah, because this is when a person is reliance on Allah, tawakkal Allah. He loves all of the pain and the distress that comes from Allah. So this is dua, and this is the hadith that tells us about dua, that the dua is the tool that Allah Ta'ala has given, the assistance that Allah Ta'ala has given to the mu'min, the weapon of the Muslim. Because everyone, for example, in the world, we see people who have weapons, they do silly things with them. But Allah Ta'ala says dua is a great tool and asset, that even if your enemy in the world, spiritually, whatever comes to you, in front of you, that even if the father of Fir'aun comes, that if you've got protection of dua, and a big lion is coming to you, and you will laugh, and you'll say that, oh, I've got a door with the glass and window, and you're looking at the lion through the window, and he's trying to knock and punch through the window, will you be scared? No, this is the weapon of the mu'min, and the big power is there in front of you, but you've got dua, the call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah for help. This is the greatest. When the Qatari, the people, they in the historically, and they went, and all the whole world was facing the issues and the problems, people being killed, and one dervish, Imam Jazri rahmatullah alayh, what did he do? He sat down in one room. This was a historical event when people tried to overtake the other land. He said, my Mawla, my Rabb, he gave the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah, I know who you hold most beloved. In your eyes, who is the most beloved? I know that for whom you created this universe, your Rasul, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love every one of action of his. And he said that this dervish, that I'm very weak, Allah. I am weak, I'm not worthy of anything, and outside the army has reached here, and everything's about to occur, and destruction, and we're going to be finished, we're going to be killed, and I want to be trapped in one fort, and I know this, Allah, that whoever comes into this fort castle, the enemy will not be able to reach this fort and this castle, so I take the assistance of your Habib, and I will write that book, those kalimat, that your Habib, about his sunnah, about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he wrote a kitab on the sunnah. You know this kitab? And he said, soon as he wrote this kitab, when he finished writing this kitab, the enemies had left the city, departed. What was that weapon he had? Tell me. And he was remembering Allah. And today, we have lost everything. That connection is gone. You don't understand what I'm saying? We've lost the connection. There's no tool, no asset. Anyone can come and give us damage. An arm, an enemy, and a lion, or a beast. If you don't have a door on your house, and you go to sleep in the night, then something will come and devour you, the animal or the enemy or a thief or a bandit. So you're sleeping there, even if you've got 3 or 4 blankets over you, the door's open, the animal, the lion will come in and devour you. Allah says, I've made the blockade for you. That's dua. In the night you do dua, Allah protect me. And the biggest guard is this, the dua. The biggest tool or the asset or protection or safety. If Allah Ta'ala wants you to be shaheed and die due to the animal coming in and devouring you, attacking you, that's fine, that's separate. But have yaqeen from experience. I'm telling you this, that the thief that comes in will become blind. They'll be coming in with a gun, maybe robbery, etc. And the assistants will say, let's go in. You say, I can't go in. There are people in front of me, guards with big weapons. I can't go in. The thief says, why? Because the person who's in that house, who's sleeping, he did dua to Allah, ask Allah for protection, and Allah Ta'ala warded off those people. I'm just saying these things. I'm weak. You're mashallah strong and pious and walis of Allah, pious and zakirin people. I am weak. I'm not worthy of anything. I'm just giving myself a reminder and taqwiyah that we should do dua to Allah. Don't trust anything. That if Allah Ta'ala said that, trust me, why don't we trust that thing, that action? Why don't we trust the methods Allah Ta'ala has given to us? Allah Ta'ala has told us that this is your asset, your tool, that to ward off the evil. I won't go further into depth more than this. And the second point that Allah Ta'ala said on top of dua is that this is the foundation of the deen. The foundation of the deen. Do you understand? For example, this mosque, masjid, we have 2 pillars here, and there's a roof and a foundation. We said, why don't we remove the pillars? If we remove these pillars, the whole roof will collapse. The building will collapse. People will say this, won't they? We can't remove the pillars, the foundation. So the foundation, the pillar of the deen, upon which the deen is standing, what is that action? Allah Ta'ala says, dua, call to me, ask from me. Dua is such an action that it will support you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says the meaning of dua is to rely on your Lord, to rely on Allah. Allah Ta'ala says if you've got tawakkal Allah, then you'll ask dua straight from Allah. If you don't have tawakkal Allah, then your eyes, your sight will go somewhere else. You'll have yakin on other people, on other points, on other words. So the person who has tawakkal, reliance on dua, on Allah, that will become the foundation of your deen. In no way can your deen be spoiled or taken to the negative. Can you be affected? That qawm, that nation that does dua, the ummah, the nation that does dua, the believers, when a human being does dua, alhamdulillah, they are successful upon successful upon successful. Always, shaitan can never deceive that person. He can't deviate the person. Oh, I didn't get food today. I've got problems. Allah, what shall I do now? What shall I do now? Always, the wasawis of shaitan, they're rotating in our brains 24 hours, 7 days a week. The machine is running. Always, always. So when this is the foundation, the pillar of the believer, when he does dua, whenever there's a problem or an issue, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that, just ask dua from me once a day. What do we do? What do we do then? Tell me. Just once a day we do dua. And when do we ask that? At that time, when it's 2 a.m. in the night, Allah says, yes, that Allah Ta'ala was awake and I did dua. And what did my Mawla say? Hi, hi, subhanallah. What is the response? Wherever you are, whenever you are, whichever position you're in, do dua, raise your hands. Allah says, I will listen to you. Just raise your hands and Allah will give to you. It doesn't have to be just once, 2 a.m. in the morning. We think, Allah says, and I will listen to your dua and I will accept your dua. There's no precondition. Raise your hands, I'll do dua. Allah says, I'm muntadhir. I'm waiting. I'm calling out to you. Come to me, come to me. Ask. Subhanallah, we are foolish people. I swear by Allah. In other words, that more than this, can there be anyone more poor and in poverty, spiritually and mentally, than us today? Imagine. Imagine. So what's this second point? This is the foundation of our deen. That your deen will be saved due to dua. That for example, there's a person who doesn't have reliance on Allah. Can he be a believer? Can he be a Muslim? I laugh on this point. Laugh. That for example, if you have a car, there's no petrol, and I say I'm going to drive the car. Will I drive the car? And if I say drive it, people laugh at me. He's a foolish person. There's no petrol, no fuel. The gauge is low, and he's saying drive the car. There's no petrol. Janab put in some fuel, and he says, no, drive it. Drive it. This is our hal, that we don't have to tawakkal Allah. We don't rely on Allah. We say, we talk to each other that we are solid Muslims and believers and our deen, our du'as have not been accepted. We want to drive the journey of our car. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? You understand? You do understand what I'm saying? Good. So brothers, that if we don't have tawakkal Allah, reliance on Allah, then how can we succeed? So what's the du'a? Tawakkal Allah. It teaches us tawakkal Allah. This is the foundation, the pillar of the deen. Without petrol, you can't drive the car. Or can you? Aha. And then let's speak further after du'a. The point of the du'a is stated. The dua, the prayer to Allah, that is the nur, the light between the heavens and the earth. Ah, it's a light. The nur between the heavens and the earth. What a beautiful result that dua creates. That where this nur, where did it come from? That it's shining between the heavens and the earth. What is this light? It's the light between the servant of Allah and Allah. It's the light of his iman. It becomes a link, a connection. For example, I'm walking and I've got the light on top of me, around me, I can see. And if I've got spiritual light between me and Allah, it's a link between me and Allah, because I've got iman, belief, and the nur, the light of iman, emanates from the heart of the believer, and the yaqeen, the light of his yaqeen and his iman and his conviction and his belief in Allah, it stays with him, and it's a light between us, the heavens and the earth. Look how weak we are. We're so weak because we don't have yaqeen in Allah, the connection with Allah. Now, one point I'd like to discuss with you, and listen to this from my heart, I'm saying, I'm coming to the point now, that everything I've said, we tie the knot on one thing, and that is dua that I've mentioned today. And there's one point that we conclude on or summarize. So do we promise that we will be regular on this, consistent, a solid promise, totally, on the Day of Judgment? I'll ask you, okay, say it loudly, loudly, inshallah. Yes, let's make an agreement. Hi, my Mawla, we should rely on you. You're so merciful on your servants, Allah. What does Allah Ta'ala say? So we've understood what is dua. Yes, properly, you understand the importance. You promise. Then what does Allah Ta'ala say here? Allah Ta'ala said, Oh my dhakirin. Hi. Listen to Allah. Allah says, oh you who do my remembrance. That due to your dhikr, even if you don't do dua, don't worry, I'll give you more than that, greater than that if you did dua. Subhanallah. That so beloved is dhikr. So beloved is dhikr that Allah Ta'ala says, put dua behind you. This is for the common folk. The common folk. That, oh my beloved, that you remember me. Don't worry, if you're not remembering me, if there's a problem due to dhikr, you carry on doing dhikr. Yeah, Allah says, you're remembering me. If you're not doing dua to me, if you don't raise your hands and do dua to me, despite that you're doing dhikr and you keep remembering me, doing my dhikr, and even if then you don't raise your hands, Allah says, don't worry, I'll give you the greatest things you need. So the dhakir doesn't need to worry. The dhakir has nothing to fear. Allah says, you keep on doing your action. Not for a minute do you need to divert. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Allah says, walking, sitting, lying down, keep on asking, keep on doing my dhikr. The people in the world, they have to keep on physically raising their hands and doing dua. Allah says, even if you forget to ask from me dua, and you keep doing your dhikr, I will give to you everything. So will you carry on doing dhikr? You won't leave it? Will you come in the morning? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So this is the dhikr for which the walis of Allah used to strive, do dhikr. So beloved is this action to Allah. Allah says, it's so azeem to me that I've just spoke to you for the last half an hour, 40 minutes, about dua, the iman and conviction and belief. Allah says, put this behind. You don't need to physically raise your hands. Even if you forget, Allah says, don't worry, you've not forgotten me. You're still remembering me. Do my dhikr. I will keep you the highest in the world, and in the hereafter I will make you the highest in status and rank, and I'll keep you separate. That these are those people who remembered me. Allah Ta'ala loves the action so much. His dhikr, Allah loves so much this action. And this, after that, we say, Allah, we're going to remember you on Monday and Sunday. No, no, wherever you go, Allah Ta'ala says, wherever I go, Allah says, you go with me. Yeah? And drive your cars, run after the darvish, the wali, Allah says, come behind me and take my car, Allah Ta'ala says. Take my car. Why? Because I've only going to do one thing in life, one thing. Since I met Hazrat, since I met my Shaykh, and then subhanAllah, I left everything, discarded everything, maal, awlad, jism, body, everything I gave to my Hazrat, and I took zikr from my Shaykh. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Remember one statement of Hazrat, subhanAllah, people were upset that he's come here, he's illiterate, 27, 28 years old, and he's calling himself Hazrat. Hazrat Kamal, that he, Allah's given him so, Hazrat's given him so much, my Shaykh's given him so much. And Hazrat said something in Suraiki, that what do you know, people? He was speaking to his darvish, to his murids, what do you know, what knowledge do you have? That this young man who's come to me, this jawan, this young man, he's my Aziz, Hazrat called me Aziz. He has gone onto the path. He's gone onto the path. And Hazrat said, forget everything else you've got. That the work I've given to him, he's joined to, he's left everything. He's joined the path. He's working, he's eating, drinking, shop, money, job, everything. He's torn up his degrees. He's just joined that path and he's understood what he needs to do. He's understood, he's joined that path and he's doing the work. And this is how we should be, that just keep your cars behind me and inshallah my car will go into Jannah and your cars will go into Jannah as well, inshallah, inshallah. When you stay behind me, if your car's behind me, then keep going with me and traveling on the journey with the fadl of Allah. And we don't need to quarrel with each other or politics or country or fighting and arguing or news, that we are just traveling like diwane. We're close to Allah, inshallah. We keep going after Allah, running after Allah, doing dua to Allah, remembering Allah. If you keep remembering, keep remembering, keep remembering, you will forget everything that's around you because you are in love with the path that you're driving on. We have got this desire. We want to attain Allah. We don't know what's happening in the dunya, the loss and the difference. We don't know anything that's happening. We just know one thing, that we want to please our Rabb, our Lord, and we're remembering Allah. Morning, Allah gives us food to eat. In the afternoon, He gives us to eat. And the time in between, oh, we eat. And despite eating and drinking, the rest of the time, Allahu. Allahu, remember Allah, remember Allah, Allahu. This is the greatest action, greatest deed. Will we all do this? Will we all do this? Good, mashallah.